This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. But homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on in this busy 24/7, 365 news cycle that you're riding upon. Everybody is. No one can escape this stuff. It's interesting how the news has been so parsed out. You know, I think it's mostly because of the normal mainstream media, which is still pervasive, isn't quite as dominant. People are finding news on their own way. That's why Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster, 36 hours of live talk radio every single day, has become a force du jour in the United States and around the world. So we're very, very happy to be the number one show on Red State Talk Radio, one of the top 50 talkers in the nation, by way of TalkStream Live and other digital providers. We're very, very proud of that. And we're going to see what happens when the results come out for this next year. Anyway, a lot of things going on. We're talking about David Hogg in the last segment. And we're going to probably bring it up here also. We're going to be talking about what's going on in California naturally. And it's kind of an interesting little thing about David Hogg. He got denied access into California colleges and universities because he has a 4.1 GPA. Sorry, sucker. You just don't cut it in California. Now listen, I have to support David Hogg on this. Unlike Laura Ingraham, I'm going to start off on a positive note for David Hogg. It appears that David Hogg is suffering from California discrimination. in the public education system, UC system, CSU system, says niet nine nada to people like David Hogg. Not because of his activism. Has nothing to do with it. So we're out of the woods on that one. Has nothing to do with David Hogg's activism. See, if you didn't catch it on the last segment, Laura Ingraham got herself her panties in a bunch because she came out and made some sort of snide comment, which I didn't think was snide at all, but apparently David Hogg took exception to the comment about how he wasn't accepted into these colleges, 4.1 GPA overall, and he wasn't accepted to California schools, whining, she said something to that effect. And he came out and said, oh, we're going to punish her. Everybody, these are the top 12. I mean, how does a guy like that get a hold of the top 12? I mean, obviously, there's some people behind David Hogg, right? Okay, so they rush out and tweet the top 12 sponsors of Laura Ingraham. And then she issues an apology. Oh, I'm sorry. He was a brave person in Parkland. Aha, in Parkland. Right. Brave survivor of the Parkland school massacre. And she apologized. Now, we're not going to apologize here for David Hogg. We're going to put him under more scrutiny. Of course, we would do that because he deserves it. But I'm going to back up David Hogg, and you should too, because he backs up, and his problem, his issue, not getting into the colleges of California, being denied, it fits into exactly what I've been saying, and he's proof positive of what I've been saying. Apparently, somebody in the UC system didn't get the memo on David Hogg. Else he would have been more than openly welcomed in because of his activism, of course. Specialized selection. Now, that may be rethunk. He might be able to get in yet, so it's now March. He might be able to get in. I'm sure they're going to let him in. Berkeley is his destiny. Berkeley is David Hogg's destiny, as well as that's where all good activists of his ilk go, right? Especially after being groomed so well by Valerie Jarrett and the like. Isn't that interesting, the Valerie Jarrett connection to David Hogg? That's out there. Okay, so now we have the situation where he can't get into California colleges. And the reason he can't get in is because, number one, he's white. Number two, he's an American. Well, I should say this. Number one, he's an American citizen that I know of. I mean, apparently he was born here. So he's an American citizen. So if you're wanting to get into California school, forget it. Not going to happen. If you're an American, that puts you right. And listen, and it doesn't matter if he's white, if he's gray, if he's black, if he's yellow, if he's purple polka dotted. It doesn't matter. Got it? Or brown skin. I'm sorry. I don't want to leave anybody out. It does not matter. With the California schools, if you're an American citizen, you go to the bottom of the rung. That's the way it is. They select against you. So, you're punished because they want to put illegal aliens in the colleges before you. Oh, by the way, they waive out-of-state tuition for them as well. Did you know that? Out-of-state tuition for illegal aliens. So, now they make it up in other ways, I'm sure. They get federal grants and so on to pay for that sort of thing. Now, you also have, of course, out-of-state or out-of-country tuition being charged for people from that get top priority, especially if you're from another country. You get top priority in seating in California schools. Chinese pay a lot of money to have their kids come over here and enter these colleges, so they get top flight treatment by the UC system. So David, my brother, from another mother, so to speak, certainly another mother. David, here's your problem, man. You're an American citizen. Now, that's a confliction. You get all those rights, those unalienable rights, granted by God to you. Like it or not, God's there. He's in your life. I just hate it when this happens. It's Good Friday. We should be celebrating. You see, Christ will rise, of course, and has risen for your sins. You might not know that. And apparently, in the latest article, too, we covered about the Pope. What is going on? It's a holy day, right? So the Pope says there is no hell. So, what, David, you're good to go, buddy. For you, there's no hell. But I find it very interesting that your unalienable rights, which you're trying to take one of them away, like the Second Amendment, is being offended in California. You don't even know it. That's what you should be fighting for. You should be fighting for citizenship in California because you just got denied, buddy. You got smacked down. Your First Amendment right just got smacked down. Your 14th Amendment right is also. So just a little primer in the Constitution, David, and you don't even know it. That's how naive you are. But again, you're very young. You're just right out of high school, just about. And it's a very, very naive age in which you're very malleable and influenced by outsiders to have you brainwashed. Literally. See, I just think you're a brainwashed teenager. A mind-numbed robot who can't think for himself. Now, that might be a reason why you'd be disqualified from the UC system, but, you know, nothing's legit in the UC system any longer. We know that. But being a mind-numbed robot, well, that's something else, too. Makes it easy for you. Means you don't have to struggle. You can just be dependent. It when a plan comes together, David, you might not recognize it at your age. 20, 30 years from now, you might recognize it. Of course, they're going to keep you deeply steeped in all this stuff, especially now that you're cavorting with the likes of a Valerie Jarrett. How cute you two look together. Perish the thought, right? Anyway, we got a lot of things going on here. We're going to come back and we say, update confusion over where David Hogg was during the Parkland shooting. This comes from InfoWars and also from CBS News. CBS News. David Rhodes, president of CBS News. Remember his brother, Ben Rhodes, number one advisor to Barack Hussein Obama? Brothers. And, oh, out of the mouths of babes. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. Agenda.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, because we're bad. We're bad. It's a slam dunk, by the way. Okay, so Jones versus Hawk. Apparently, there's going to be a gun debate with Alex Jones' son and David Hogg. David Hogg will lose. He's on the losing side of history and everything else. This article, though, that appeared, and I've been meaning to talk about this, but I chose not to, but we will continue to go down the river, if you will, of David Hogg, because if this David Hogg is going to be the unraveling of the left in the gun control issue. Well, gun control. They want to take away your guns now. Their attempt. They think they've stirred up so much with all this stuff in Parkland, where, of course, the facts don't match reality, right? Of course. And you got this running around little Nazi guy by the name of David Hogg. Did I say Nazi? He's pretty close to being a Nazi. Even in a very you talk about the Hitler Jugend. This is it. It's right here in front of your faces, guys. This is the Hitler Jugend. This is what the Hitler Jugend looks like. Even down to the right arm salute. That's David Hogg. The Hitler Jugend. Oh, I'm sorry. Hitler Jugend, meaning Hitler Youth. Check out the Hitler Jugend and do some studies on it. It's just the Hitler Jugend. The Hitler Jugend, back in the day, were specifically groomed youth. They were groomed over years, actually. Grooming is something the left does very, very well. If you want to talk about, remember we always talk about the trafficking in human flesh and slavery. You know, a big component of human flesh and slavery trafficking is, of course, sex trafficking with young children. And they groom the children sexually. There's a whole grooming process that goes on. We hear about this with the Muslim countries and, of course, what goes on in England. There's so much child grooming and molestation going on in England. This is just part of what happens in these totalitarian societies. You know, children become, you know, sexual fodder, if you will. And it's no different from this guy here. He's been groomed, very well groomed. And, you know, again, I've, like, had a lot of training in this and understand what this is all about with cults and so on. And that's just been over the years, specific training by specific organizations. And it's very obvious to me as a professional that he has been groomed and groomed pretty well. Mr. Hogg. And of course, you start looking at the background. You know, what was he doing in California last year? And now all of a sudden he shows up in Florida. And oh, by the way, his dad's an FBI agent. How's that working out with the FBI lately? You trust him? Do you? Don't think so. And what about the revelation that just came out about the wife of the shooter at the Pulse nightclub? Right? She's up. Yeah, actually, I think the jury's deliberating right now on her fate as to whether or not she was helping him out. And, you know, that's the charge against him. But, you know, there's some very interesting revelations that have come out about that and about the implications of the FBI and why the FBI didn't tell everybody that, oh, by the way, the shooter, the Pulse nightclub shooter's dad, he was an FBI informant. Oh, really? Yeah. And he was also working for Hillary Rodham Clinton. They forgot to throw that one in. At the State Department. Yeah, just a little minor little detail. He shows up in the back of one of the pictures, by the way, with Hillary Clinton. Remember that? So we reported, by the way, when the Pulse nightclub happened, and again, this is a conspiracy theorist, we reported right away about that little fact that he was an FBI informant, the dad of the shooter of the Pulse nightclub. Now, that just came out in discovery. And the defense, her defense, came out and brought that out. And that became, oh, that's big news! We reported that at the time, within 24 hours of the Pulse nightclub shooting. It wasn't that big a news, and it didn't take us that long to find the information, by the way. We just did some simple queries, and we found it. They hadn't done their whole... They hadn't scrubbed... See, well, I'm not going to tell you what they should do. That would give them ideas as how to do things. Right now, they're very confused as to how to handle these things. And right now, they've really set themselves up for a big fail with this David Hogg guy. So, update, confusion over where David Hogg was during Parkland shooting. This is the article. Anti-gun activist told CBS he was at home during the massacre. So, Laura Baby, do your homework, girlfriend. You shouldn't apologize to this guy for anything. Update, as Red State reports, now that's not Red State Talk Radio, that's Red State, another entity out there, reports the confusion surrounding Hogg's location when the shooting began appears to have been cleared up. He was in the school when the shooting began, but later returned home and then headed back to the school. Ah, okay. It appears that the problem was that CBS included a very confusing quote without context, writes Sarah Rump. Hogg was on campus during the shooting and returned several hours later to interview people across the street. Really? Says, for example, in this interview, Hogg says anti-gun activist David Hogg made contradictory statements about where he was when the Parkland shooting took place, based on several video interviews. Ah, so it's all been cleared up now. Really? I just find it really difficult to believe. For example, in this interview, Hogg describes being in an AP environmental science class when he heard gunshots, which he claims prompted his teacher to shut the door. Okay, let's check this one out, see how we do.
David is a senior at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. David, I am so sorry for what you've experienced in the last 24 hours. How are you doing?
I'm doing relatively okay, I would say. Some of my fellow classmates, especially my sister from... my sister actually had two of her best friends die in this horrific incident. And it's been awful for her. And that's why I'm really speaking out today, is because I don't want something like this ever to happen again. I want us to take action. And I don't want this just to be another mass shooting. I want this to be the last mass shooting.
Wow, David, you are a well-spoken young man. Where were you yesterday when the shooting started?
So yesterday I was in my AP environmental science class. We had just taken out all of our notes and we were about to pack up to leave school, and we hear a pop, and it happened to be a gunshot that echoed through the hallway. And because of that, my teacher actually went and closed the door, but as soon as she closed the door, the fire alarm was pulled so this sick man could come and get more soft targets. Silly, not thinking critically. We walked outside and that's when he started taking down even more people because of the fire alarm going off. And luckily, when we were actually going out to our fire evacuation zone, and as we were headed out there, a flood of people started running in the opposite direction, saying, go this way, go this way. So I followed the herd. And as we were running, like, in this one direction, we happened to be running towards the shooter. But thank God there was a janitor there that told us not to go any further because there was a because the gunman was right there. And he got us all into one classroom with the help of Chef Kurth. And as a result of that, I think they saved easily, 40 lives that day just with 1 minute of action. And that's what I really want.
Okay, so that's his story so far. We're coming up on a break. It says, so yesterday I was in my AP environmental science class. We had taken out all of our notes, and we were about to pack up. That doesn't make sense. We had taken out all of our notes, and we were about to pack up and leave school, so we hear a pop. It happened to be a gunshot that echoed through the hallway, Hogg told MSNBC last month. And because of that, my teacher actually went and closed the door. But then the fire alarm took off. So everybody starts to leave. That's a little confusing. Why would you leave when you hear gunshots? Run into the fire? Is that what you're going to do? That's just a small little thing. But we have more. Yeah, we have more. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about David Hogg and his inconsistent stories. About where he was when the shooting took place. He originally said to everybody, oh, I was at home when it all took place. And I rushed out there and rode several miles on my bicycle to get all the footage I could. Now, in an update, confusion over where David Hogg was during Parkland shooting. This is by InfoWar. Anti-gun activist told CBS he was at home during massacre. Then Red State reports the confusion surrounding Hogg's location when the shooting began appears to have been cleared up. He was in the school when the shooting began. It appears that the problem was that CBS included a very confusing quote without context. This is a story by Sarah Rumpf. Hogg was on campus during the shooting and returned several hours. I'm not buying it. The first clip we heard, he described himself being in the AP building, or AP class, AP Environmental Science class. And the second one we're going to hear right now, let's see how this one goes. For David Hogg, he's going to, I think, say the same thing very briefly, but somewhat disconnectedly.
I was in my environmental science class when the first gunshot echoed through the hallways. We never had an active shooter drill at my school. And though we did talk about what to do in this type of situation, nothing could have prepared us for this. Politicians, and more importantly, the American public, must take action if we're going to prevent the next shooting.
Okay, so that sounds to me like somebody's very much groomed to say what he said just days after, right? So now, but to start it all off, this is what David Hogg said. CBS report, by the way. They're going to be talking about...
On the day of the shooting, I got my camera and got on my bike and rode as fast as I could 3 miles from my house to the school to get as much video and get as many interviews as I could, because I knew that this could not be another mass shooting.
This is not about us.
All we're doing is telling the truth.
This is not about us. This has never been about us. This is about the movement. This is about the people who have died, the heroes, those who have suffered.
But the people who actually have the opportunity to make the change are doing, excuse my language, jack shit. They have done not a single damn thing.
Tomorrow we are announcing the March for Our Lives.
Ah, so this interview comes well after. This is where it doesn't happen for David Hogg. Because the interviews he talks about where he's being quoted as, you know, where he comes out and says he was in his environmental science class. From what I understand, these interviews happened well before that, just that statement you just heard. It happened well before that. Let's see if we can hear it again. Here we go. Let's hear it again. This is David Hogg again. This is several days after the shooting.
On the day of the shooting, I got my camera and got on my bike and rode as fast as I could 3 miles from my house to the school to get as much video and get as many interviews as I could, because I knew that this could not be another mass shooting.
This is not about us.
All we're doing is telling the truth.
Okay, the rest of the people that you're hearing there are the other children, if you will, that have been manipulated by the left, Valerie Jarrett and so on, to be running the cause, you know. And so this is something, again, David Hogg's lying. And so is Red State, by the way. They are absolutely being totally disingenuous about what is going on here. David Hogg is lying. He wasn't at the school. He clearly admits that. Then he changes his mind, right? Well, he got it wrong to begin with. How come he comes out days later and says, oh, well, I was at home. I rode my bike several miles back. That doesn't make a lot of sense. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Doesn't make a lot of sense because if you look at what Red State was saying, actually he was, okay, this is their play on it. He actually was at school. He was in environmental science. And apparently he rode his bike after school, after the shooting. He rode it all the way home. Then he got his camera and stuff, and he rode it all the way back. Miles. I mean, yeah. Don't think so. Don't think so. Says, this is from InfoWars. As we reported, Hogg couldn't get his story straight when recalling how many of his sister's friends died in the shooting. And one of his first interviews with local media showed him repeatedly flubbing his talking points. Let's see about that. This was another thing. This is multiple. This is something else. Student anti-gun activist featured in CBS News story. Yeah, that we already covered that. That was from the very beginning where he's learning how to confront people and stuff like that. But there is one thing. Oh, this is it. Maybe this is it. Maybe this is the story.
We had had a fire alarm earlier that day, and that was a drill. So we thought this was a drill too, just another one. Because we have a lot of fire alarms, a lot of fire drills at the school. After we heard the first gunshot, we initially thought it was a drill. Actually, that was a bad choice.
It's okay, you're fine.
Actually, that was a bad choice because the janitor... Sorry.
It's okay. You're fine, David. You're fine.
Honestly, when I was going out, I was kind of in... Hold on.
It's okay.
When I was going out, I was in shock.
Yes, hang on. I don't know how to put this in perspective.
Okay, what we're seeing here is a Twitter feed. It says the uncovered video of teen anti-Trump, anti-gun activist David Hogg, which shows he was heavily coached on lines and is having trouble reciting his script, is being removed and censored from social media and YouTube. They don't want anyone else to see this. Thanks to us, we have it because we saved it. Now, you need to listen to this very carefully.
So most of my friends that made it out, one of them went into a bathroom in the same, I believe in the same hallway as the shooter. Well, hold on. One of them went into the same bathroom, I believe, as the hallway shooter. He was in there at the same time, and he was in the bathroom, and he didn't know if he was going to live.
Okay, what we have here is a guy who's being scripted and coached. It's pretty obvious when you take a look at it and when you take a listen to it. And, of course, this was all removed. We captured it, but it was all removed. Gee, I wonder why it was removed. I don't understand why they would do such a thing. Do you? Now, it says school shooting survivors demand action on gun. This is another thing that came out. So there's a lot of scripting going on here with these folks. I mean, if you've ever been around high school kids and drama programs and all this other stuff, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Kids can be very, very impressionable. These guys have been, in my opinion, they've been, definitely groomed for a long period of time for what their little act is supposed to be. And, that's unfortunate. So David Hogg, the new darling, if you will, the new darling of, the left for gun control. Actually, they want to take away your Second Amendment, right?
Shotgun with me. So we're seeing synthetic politics. We're seeing foreign multinational money.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to talk about that right now. That's Alex Jones. He's going to add it something else, but I'm not going to bring it up right now. Anyway, okay, so this is where we're at with these guys. David Hogg can't get his story. Maybe that's why the colleges, they figured it out. It's not about citizenship like I'm saying. I'm just so silly. It's that he just can't get his story straight, you know. Reminded me of the time when we got caught doing something wrong as kids. My friends and I, we were caught. We did something wrong. And so the parent of one of the people that are concerned with this called us all and said, hey, you know, your stories don't match up. So one of my friends said to the parent, well, listen, you don't think our stories match up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call your son. I'll call Paul. We'll get our story straight, and then I'll call you back. We're in that little tweener moment. When we're going to call you back with the real story, really how it really turned out. That's David Hogg. Another conspiracy theory out there, and another conspirator will bite the dust, or wallow in the mud. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, so I just decided we're just kind of dancing around. I know it's the end of the week, and I do anticipate that many of you will be emailing me if you're not already, and there's emails coming in right now as I speak. But I wanted to dance around this a little bit. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play Let's Search for David Hogg. Where's the hog at? Okay, so we're going to go on to YouTube. Now, remember, YouTube has fairly well sterilized most of the things about David Hogg. And I'm going to look for some unsterilized YouTubes. And this is, I'm going to put in, you're going to hear me, David Hogg. David Hogg. There you go. David Hogg. Video's coming up. This, you know how YouTube, it's thinking. And they're thinking, well, you know, there's an algorithm going on because they're going, Let's see, Dave. Oh, this is one. Oh, let's play this one. We'll see how this plays out. Oh, Penn Live. What is this? It says, Laura Ingraham loses advertisers. This is one of these little musical things. Okay, let's see if we got something else going. Oh, here we go.
Laura Ingraham is apologizing after publicly taunting a Parkland shooting survivor over his college rejections. The Fox News host took to Twitter and said David Hogg, rejected by four colleges to which he applied and whines about it, dinged by UCLA with a 4.1 GPA, totally predictable given acceptance rates. Well, Ingraham has since backtracked on those comments. She tweeted earlier, any student should be proud of a 4.2 GPA, including David Hogg. On reflection, in the spirit of Holy Week, I apologize for any upset or hurt my tweet caused him or any of the brave victims of Parkland. For the record, I believe my show was the first to feature David. Immediately after that horrific shooting, and even noted how poised he was given the tragedy. As always, he's welcome to return to the show anytime for a productive discussion.
The war of words began after 17-year-old Parkland shooting survivor David Hogg told TMZ he'd been rejected by four University of California campuses.
So it's been kind of annoying having to deal with that and everything else that's been going on. But at this point, I was, you know, we're changing the world.
Fox News host Laura Ingraham slamming him for whining about it. Hogg then posted a list of what he said were Ingraham's top sponsors, calling for them to boycott her show. So far, at least four companies have bailed. Nutrish, Rachel Ray's pet food brand, says it's pulling its ads because the comments she has made are not consistent with how we feel people should be treated. Hogg has been one of the most outspoken student activists for tighter gun laws.
And the fact that so many children are dying in these mass shootings, and it's unacceptable.
Ingraham is no stranger to controversy.
Shut up and dribble.
Just last month, she blasted NBA superstar LeBron James for talking politics. But today, a rare apology from Ingraham. On reflection, in the spirit of Holy Week, I apologize for any upset or hurt my tweet caused him or any of the brave victims of Parkland. Hogg, not satisfied. An apology in an effort to just save your advertisers is not enough. He says his calls for a boycott will continue. Gabe Gutierrez, NBC.
Aha. See,
you
want to
create
worse.
A stunning website.
It just gets worse for Laura Ingraham, if you know what I mean. Oh, this is one of these old other things going on. So, yeah, there it is. All we forgot. So, that's it. Now, Parkland Survivor. This is interesting. This is an interesting story.
High school who has an opposing viewpoint in the debate over gun violence. Since the shooting at his school last month, Kyle Kashuv has met with President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, along with top lawmakers in Congress, pushing proposals to improve school safety and voice his support for the Second Amendment. And Kyle Kashuv is here with us today. Kyle, welcome to Face the Nation.
Thank you.
Now, you don't necessarily support the march that just happened, but tell me why you're here in Washington.
Well, look, I'm here for one very simple reason. I don't want to see this ever happen again. And when I saw the march yesterday, which really frustrated me, is that I have a differing point of view, but what really concerned me was that how come I wasn't invited to speak at the march? Because as Americans, we all have different point of views, and it's important to represent them all equally.
And your point of view is what? You don't agree with the agenda that they're laying out there in terms of restrictions on assault weapons?
Well, yeah. I mean, I talked to senators and I looked at all the facts, and they all point in the same direction that a ban on assault weapons will not solve this issue. It's simply...
Restrictions on high-capacity magazines?
That won't solve the issue. What we've seen is that there are certain things such as enforcing the regulation that's currently in law. I mean, we've seen on so many different levels that the cowards of Broward failed, the FBI failed, Sheriff Scott Israel failed. So many different multi-layered levels failed in Parkland, and it's absolutely reprehensible that I didn't see one single poster yesterday at the march that said F the NRA, that said F Sheriff Scott Israel.
So you are a survivor. You mm-hmm. lived through this assault yourself. What do you think would have prevented another student like you from going through something similar?
Well, look, I mean, this kid was flagged. He was flagged by the Child Protective Services.
The shooter.
Yeah, I don't like to say his name out. I prefer not to. He was flagged by the FBI. He was flagged so many different times by the Broward Sheriff's Office. And we need to see that we have to hold our government accountable. We have to, because this can happen again if our government does not do what it's supposed to do. And I find it ironic that after all this, and we've seen so many different government failures, we want to trust the government even more.
Yeah, the cowards of Broward. They didn't rush in. They didn't try and stop the shooter, did they? They stood down, actually, didn't they? And where was the FBI in that? Had nothing to do with the gun, guys. It had everything to do with a setup. And the cowards of Broward who didn't rush in. And by the way, where were those policemen armed with guns supposed to be? Where were they were not at their assigned post at 20 minutes before the end of the school day. And then to react to it, they were told to stand down by dispatch. Are you kidding me? You never tell somebody to stand down in that circumstance. Kyle Kashuv, he is the real hero because he tells the truth. We'll be right back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You know, this whole thing about Parkland. Very disturbing, huh? Well, you know, we'll pull it apart, and as time goes by, we'll listen to more and more, and we'll find out more and more. You know, the release and the information coming out about Valerie Jarrett and what has been the influence of the Obama administration, the deep state, if you will. Because remember, the deep state's still going on. These folks are pretty active now, aren't they? We have got to move quickly and quicker, I think, in terms of the deep state issue. I'm glad that Jeff Sessions is doing what he's doing right now. I'd like to see a little bit more aggression by Jeff Sessions right at this point in time. Need to pump up the volume on these, the Mueller thing and the operations of the deep state. It's very frustrating, I know. I'm frustrated and I'm expressing my frustration, but I do know that if you want to really put an end to all this stuff, it's got to be done right. And it's pretty clear that there's a lot to be out there investigating. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website. Remember, MyPillow, the 4-for-1 is going on right now. MyPillow, 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. And the promo code is AGENDA. That's AGENDA. MyPillow, AGENDA. 800-266-4715. And I'll tell you, if you want a really, really good night's sleep for the rest of your life, get a MyPillow. 800-266-4715. Agenda is the promo code. Anyway, like I said, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to go to our sister site, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. And like I say at this time of the show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.